Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why is it important to support the artists in our communities? Let's go in-depth with Felix Mathias with Art 101, Knoxville. So Felix, Art 101's been open, what, 2 years?
A little over 2 years now. We've been enjoying the ride, so to speak, but we've been open for about 2.5 years, and it's been going well, and hopefully we're here to stay, so.
Well, you've had a lot of fun things. You've had classes for adults, for kids. You've had gallery openings, some really interesting openings, and you've got lots of work by local artists here.
Mm-hmm. Right now, we are displaying somewhere right around 25 local artists. Most of them are from Marion County. However, there are a couple throughout that are from other parts of Iowa. But yes, all of them are from Iowa.
Well, that's pretty cool. Anybody else doing that? Is that a new trend?
Well, I think if you're a local gallery, you should be displaying local artists instead of giving recognition to all the national artists, because they already get enough recognition. And we really want to promote the local artist and help them progress with their art, with their career in art.
And so it's not just a gallery; it's a gallery and education space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's really neat. You want to build artists.
Yes. Yes. We would like to see this community turn into more of an artist community like you might see down in Fairfield or some of those other smaller communities that have a big artist presence. And with that, you know, we're going to try bringing a lot more things next year to help build on that. Several more art shows that we're going to start having. We are working with the Arts Alliance as far as that goes, and going to bring a lot more next year. So
the Red Rock Arts Alliance. Mm-hmm. Tell folks about that. They might not be familiar with it.
Well, the Red Rock Arts Alliance was founded, I think, somewhere around 6 years ago, and it's just to promote the arts in the local area. I just got voted in as the president for the next term. So what we're going to try doing between Arts Alliance and us is bring more art out. But yeah, the Arts Alliance, they've done the sand sculpture contest for the Balloon Festival. They brought that Festive Whimsy and Fine Art to Pella a couple weeks ago. That went over really well, so we're going to try bringing more of that into this community, and hopefully we can start doing some more shows over here in Knoxville as well.
Well, one of the things I like coming over here is seeing all the kids doing their work.
Yes, yes. We do have an extensive summer kids program. We have somewhere around 100 to 150 kids come through during the summer, creating all sorts of wonderful, you know, from pottery to paintings to recycled sculptures to drawings, you name it. We try coming up with a project for them and keep them busy during the summer.
Yeah, sometimes it's tough to keep kids busy and doing stuff that stimulates their minds.
Yes, but kids, they're easier to teach than adults. They pay more attention.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You get a kid interested in a project, they're focused on it and they're working hard. But with us adults, all we want to do is chit-chat.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you have to tell the adults to shake your finger at them and pay attention?
You kind of got to take control of them a little bit and get them back on task. But, you know, really for us, as long as everyone's having fun, that's our main goal. So we kind of still let the adults chit-chat, but we typically don't get as much done with the adults as we do with the kids. Kids, like I said, are way more focused than the adults.
And they just want to learn.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good thing.
More In-Depth after this. I continued my conversation with Felix Mathias with Art 101 in Knoxville. And art, why is it so important for all of us to understand and appreciate the arts?
Well, I believe that it increases our quality of living as far as being able to appreciate art. But no, the arts are important to us, everyone as a whole. I don't care if you don't have any interest in it. at least learn to appreciate it, because it does enhance your quality of life to be able to appreciate something that's created. It's just, you know, just fun to look at most of the time. So
this time of year, there's an opportunity for people to purchase gifts,
mm-hmm.
unique, one-of-a-kind things,
exactly.
and support the local arts community,
mm-hmm.
and get something that's different, and
mm-hmm.
something that you enjoy and that helps people out in the community. It's,
yep.
it's a work of art.
Exactly.
All of us have works of art in our
mm-hmm.
homes, and it adds something.
Mm-hmm. It definitely does. And like I said, we got 25 different artists in here that all produce quality work. And, you know, and being a local artist or someone who hasn't went to the national market and so forth, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on a good piece of artwork. Most of it, it's reasonably priced, but it's going to help support that local artist and not someone that, you know, it might be someone that you see on the street that you're actually helping out, not someone across the country. So in that aspect, you know, support the local arts.
Buy local.
Yeah, buy local in general.
Yeah.
Not just arts, but everything.
And so you've got paintings, so, you know, a variety of sorts, landscapes, abstracts, beautiful scenery, sort of comic, interesting intellectual pieces. Andrew Carter stuff
mm-hmm.
is really cool.
Yes.
I mean, just that pops out. And he's a local. He's
mm-hmm.
yeah, grew up here, and mm-hmm. a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Andrew is a great artist. He did grow up here. Lives down in Emmitsburg now. But, I mean, we have a wonderful glassblower from up in Napier. We have pastel work from Patsy Murphy, which is just outstanding. We have Larry Scott, who used to teach art here in town. We have some of his work here that's just phenomenal. I mean, it's endless for how much art we actually have here. We have, you know, fiber work by Jill Edwards, which she's another local that does a different twist on fiber work.
And that's just absolutely unique stuff.
Yes.
Before I saw her work, I just didn't even imagine that you could do some
mm-hmm.
of the things that she does.
Yeah, and it's just incredible, because if you don't come and experience it, you don't even know what's out there and what people can actually create on their own and not have, you know, not have something mass-produced.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Felix Mathias with Art 101 in Knoxville. Since I was last here, you've mm-hmm. added, I guess it's been a while,
mm-hmm.
since the last opening, you've added art supplies too.
Yes, we do carry a small line of art supplies, but we do carry enough to get you started in pottery, painting, or drawing. You know, we have the materials to get you started on that, and if you want help with that, we would definitely help you get started on creating something too.
So if I haven't done any art since 7th grade, you'll lend me a hand.
We'll lend you a hand and help you do something to make some sort of piece of art.
I have to admit that looking at the acrylics and the brushes and the big pad I saw out there, I just wanted to grab it and go to work.
Yeah, and we do have some people that just come in that don't have any experience and they just want to play with it. And by all means, you know, it's very therapeutic just to pick up a brush and start painting. And we have the means to get you started.
And nobody's looking over my shoulder telling me it's not good enough like they did in 7th grade or something like that.
Oh, we won't tell you that you're not doing good work, but we'll help you show you what you're doing wrong and tell you how to improve it.
So little techniques.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you all work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Doing exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you,
do something a little different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And that's fun. That's part of the interactive
mm-hmm.
process of being in a good arts community.
Well, you know, someone who's telling you that you did bad artwork, art is in the eye of the beholder. It's what the viewer sees as art. Some things are art to some people, some aren't. But as far as supporting the local artists, the more artists we have out there, you know, will help expand everyone's appreciation for art, because the more we have out there, you know, the more beautification we can bring to the city. I mean, we can have murals put up by local artists, which, you know, we do have the mural over there on the Chamber of Commerce wall that the Arts Alliance put up that was done by local artists.
And Scott Ziller.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know, we could get more of that kind of artwork in our community, and just by supporting them.
You thinking of any new stuff? You got new ideas floating around, new classes, anything new that you're thinking about?
Well, not that's coming up immediately, but this next summer, for most of the kids that have been taking classes with us for the past two summers, we are going to try going a little bit more advanced in teaching the kids how to do things a little bit more creative than what they have done in the last 2 years. We want to expand on what they've already been learning with us, because we don't want to repeat ourselves with what from year after year. We want to try expanding their knowledge in the arts and going forward. So the classes will be a little bit more advanced this summer. Another thing that we are getting ready to start gearing up is doing some Pinterest parties, which I'm sure everyone's heard of Pinterest, but our idea behind it is every...
Maybe you should explain a little bit.
Okay. Okay, well, Pinterest is basically a place that people can tag images on the web of things that they like and different handcrafted things that they've seen online, and they all tag them onto Pinterest. So
like if I see a flower arrangement that I think is beautiful, a centerpiece, or a picture of a drawing of a horse, or I just pin it to my...
You pin it to your board on Pinterest.
So I get a board on the internet, and I click on it, and I save it in a pretty simple way, and I've got... And I've saved it, and I've shared it. And a lot of people are interested in Pinterest. I've got lots of friends.
Yes.
It's like this... It's related to art and design and or anything, right?
Yeah, and what we're doing is a lot of people see these things on Pinterest and want to make it, but they just don't think they're creative enough to get it done. So what we've actually started doing is having these little Pinterest parties where you would bring an idea into us, and if you're not comfortable with how to create it, we're going to help you figure out how to get that done. So you can take Pinterest a step further, so to speak, to actually be able to make those items that you're seeing on there.
Okay, and so it could be anything from drawings, a sculpture, a centerpiece?
Anything. And we'll figure out how to get it done. I mean, right now we have an old dresser in the back that's getting converted into a new dresser, so to speak, but that was an idea that was seen on Pinterest using forks as handles, and it's going to be kind of neat when it gets done.
All right, so you're repurposing.
You see a lot of that on Pinterest. People repurposing different items and making different things with different items. I mean, this silverware handle idea is kind of interesting. So, and there's just a lot of that out there on Pinterest, and we're here to help you figure out how to get it done.
And so your dresser isn't just a dresser anymore, it's a work of art.
Yes. So you also, I mean, yeah, it was an old dresser, but you put a fresh coat of paint on it, maybe do a little scroll work, class it up a little bit, and then you make these weird handles out of silverware. People, it's going to be an eye catcher when it's done.
Well, that should be exciting. Both men and women do it, but a lot of women, they really, you know, I don't want to say it's just women, but most of my friends on Pinterest are women.
Yes, that's true.
And they share a lot of decor and art ideas and cooking. I presume you're not going to do the cooking stuff.
No, more of the art-related projects. So
you've expanded, you're building locally, expanding upon ideas that can be found around the world.
Because a lot of people are wanting to figure out how to, you know, get that item off Pinterest, but those items are not for sale. They are purely ideas and different ideas on how to make things. So, and that's what we're trying to do, is just help you get that product made so you can take it home.
Thanks to Felix Mathias for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.